In this episode, I am discussing my experiences about returning to the U.S. for about 3 weeks from Mexico. There are some interesting observations on how I've had to learn how to adjust to the U.S. way of doing things and not doing things that simply I do not want to do. Cue the music.
Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast, brought to you by Career Pivot. This podcast is where those of us in the second half of life come together to discuss how to repurpose our careers for the 21st century. Come listen to career experts give you proven strategies, listen to people like you tell their stories on how they repurpose their careers, and finally, get your questions answered. Your host, Mark Miller, has made 6 career pivots over the last 30 years. He understands this is not about jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, but rather to create a plan where you make clear, actionable steps or pivots to a better future career. Are you ready to repurpose your career?
Welcome to episode 293 of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. My name is Mark Miller, and I'll be your host every Monday for discussion on what it's like to repurpose your career. In this episode, I am discussing my experiences about returning to the U.S. for about 3 weeks from Mexico. There are some interesting observations on how I had to learn to adjust to the U.S. way of doing things and not doing some things that I simply did not want to do. This should be a fairly short but interesting episode. I am recording this on Thursday, October 20th, and my last week has been absolutely crammed with getting things done before my wife left for Nacogdoches, Texas to visit her family and taking the car. She left Thursday today and will be back on Sunday. I will be carless for that time. I have a lot of things to get done. First, I had to get the car inspected and renew the registration, which had expired. 2, we need to sell the car, as we no longer can keep the car in Mexico. After 4 years of having the car in Mexico, I have to convert to a permanent visa, and I can't have a car imported. I have my hearing checked. Get my teeth cleaned and gums checked at my periodontist, who I've been seeing for, many years. Get our COVID booster shot, which are not available in Mexico. Purchase a new MacBook Air and get the data transferred over from my ancient 2015 model. Yes, it's easier to buy electronics here for a whole variety of reasons. Order other electronics, like a new webcam that's easier to acquire while I'm back in Austin. It's just simply easier, and I'll talk about more of that later. Purchase a new iPhone for my wife, and then we rotate the other iPhones to our different accounts. Visit with my financial advisor and figure out where to get the cash from for the purchase of the new car in Mexico. Get an apostille version of my marriage certificate, and I'll discuss that. Visit with my website developer. Reconnect with various organizations and friends, including the Metropolitan Breakfast Club. Pick up tire and touch-up paint that I can't get in Mexico. And last thing, to come back and vote. And I'll talk about why I'm coming back to vote rather than voting absentee. I'm going to skip the normal plug for our Career Pivot sponsor. I will tell you I just signed a deal for a company to sponsor 5 episodes over the next few months. And if you listen to episodes that were published more than a month ago, you may hear a dynamic ad before or after the episode. If you hear one of those ads, they are being dynamically inserted, and I haven't heard one yet. So email me at podcast@careerpivot.com and let me know if you've heard one and what you heard and give me your thoughts. I do not allow those ads to be inserted in the last 5 episodes. I'm just trying to cover the expenses of producing this show, so let's go to it and discuss my experiences over the last couple of weeks. The timing of this trip is largely around early voting in Texas, which starts October 24th. And I'll talk about why we're coming back for early voting. We also need to sell the car. We have been in Mexico for 4+ years, but my temporary resident visa expires for its 4th year in March. At that point, I will convert over to be a permanente. residente permanente, and the reality is I can't have a car at that point. So we're coming up, we're selling the Subaru, and we have a Subaru Outback 2015, and we're going to buy a new Subaru Forester, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in later on. We found a house sitter on House Sit Mexico, and I'll put links to the two episodes I did with Alexandra Gordon, who owns House Sit Mexico. She just lives a couple blocks away from me. And we left on, I believe, October 10th, and we drove to Matehuala. And the only difference this time was we couldn't stay at our normal hotel, the Las Palmas Midway Inn, because it was full. But we stayed in another place that was quite nice and a little more expensive. I don't think $80 a night. Day two, we normally would have stopped in Monclova, which is about 2 hours from the border. And normally we stop there because we want to cross the border early in the morning. Well, we got there at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We got to cross the border checkpoint at about 20 plus miles out. And at about 1 o'clock, that's where we turned in our temporary import permit. This was the last time I never, when I crossed the border, turned in my TIP, as we call it. And so I turned it in. By the way, you have a $450 deposit on the car that I had from 3+ years ago. I did not get that deposit back. There are a lot of reasons for that, of which some of it may be corruption. Who knows? We did run into a lot of security checkpoints all the way up that second day, all the way to the border. There is a cartel war going on between two cartels along the border. We took the less traveled route through Piedras Negras, and which is becoming the more favored. It's a less traveled route, say the least. There have been a lot of issues from the Columbia Bridge, which is near Laredo, and all the bridges in Laredo. So we just kind of avoided that, but there was definite evidence that there was stuff going on. We crossed the border, end up crossing about 4:30, 5 o'clock. We decided just to drive north, and we stayed in a hotel just south of San Antonio. And then on Wednesday, we drove into Austin. We left 9 o'clock. We got into Austin about noonish, and decided that rather than going to our friend Donna's house where we're staying, we would drive to North Austin and pick up some of my wife's nutritional products. That's where the interesting part comes in. We drove right by the new Tesla factory, which is built way out in East Austin, actually outside of Austin, built in Del Valle, Texas. There's also COTA, or the Circuit of Americas, the F1 track, which was built about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. Quite controversial. And as it turns out, we're coming into town right in the middle of the second weekend of the Austin City Limits Festival. And this upcoming weekend, which by the time this release will be the previous weekend, the F1 race will be here. And that will flood the town with lots of rich people from all over the country. And the F1, when the Circuit of Americas was built, it was pretty controversial because it wasn't for the locals. And it completely floods the airport with private planes and private jets and all kinds of stuff like that. Coming into town at a very, very interesting time, we're seeing tons of construction. But one of the first things I realized is I really don't know how to pay for things. Or more importantly, it's so easy to spend money. In Mexico, a lot of things have to be paid in cash. And in fact, I pay for probably the vast majority of things I pay for in cash, including things like my property taxes, my water bills. I actually pay my electric bill in cash in a variety of different ways, sometimes at machines, but it's always paying in cash. Here, I just stick a card in. And one of the things I also realized is, you know, the times I use my debit, my Mexican debit card, you know, sometimes it's a chip card and I stick the card in the, you know, in the chip slot. But then I go to Whole Foods and other places and they just simply say, yeah, just place it on there on the tablet and it'll do its thing. It's like, what? Okay. We don't see that in Mexico. Well, I just don't, again, I'm so used to using cash and I don't even realize how much money I'm spending. And boy, is food expensive here. It's been real interesting watching me. I've been a leading edge tech guy and I don't know how to pay for things. So it's kind of interesting. At the same time, I started on I started on my very first medication, a low dose thyroid replacement. And it's affecting, causing, I have a slight bit of tinnitus in my right ear, which is caused by 25, 30 years ago, my son popping me in the right side of the ear, my right side of my head with his cupped hand when we were just playing around. And it was the day after we had gone scuba diving. And so I've had a very slight bit that has been exacerbated. So I went and saw an eye, ear, nose, and throat doctor and just to make sure my ear wasn't plugged, and the I went and had my ears tested, hearing tested, because my wife has hearing aids, and you know, that was sophisticated. We're still trying to work that through. The interesting part there is I just sent a WhatsApp message back to my general practitioner saying, should I go back to my ENT doctor when I get back, or should I? Do you have somebody else who I should go to? And by the way, none of that costs anything. I can send an email or a WhatsApp message to my doctor and she'll respond within a day. And it's, she will respond, not her nurse. So one of the first things we had to do was sell the car. And this is the real interesting part. So the first thing, my registration had expired in August. We weren't going to come back because we wanted to come back for early voting, which is starts October 24th. I came back in. The very first thing I did before we left was make an appointment with Travis County so I could go in and get the registration renewed. And that was on the Tuesday, the first Tuesday we were here, which was actually from the time I'm recording this a couple of days ago. And as soon as I got into town, I went and got an inspection done. In Texas, you can you get an annual inspection. So I had that done, and I had to have that done before I could go renew my registration. So I got that done, and then I took my car down to Subaru. And I've been talking with them on and off for a year. And they looked at the car, came back with a very, very good offer, only slightly lower than what they offered me, last April or May. And I said, fine. We set up a time for next Monday to drop the car off, and it will be slam, bam, thank you, man. We will be done. It's so simple. I then went to CarMax, where I sold my wife's last car. And again, they offered exactly the same amount. And so my only thing I'm going right now is, when can Subaru cut me a check? And I asked them, I said, you know, can you just simply wire me the money, do a bank transfer? They say, no, we still cut checks, but they'll figure it out. But the idea is, selling the car is so easy. And as a young man, I used to rebuild cars and sell them. I used to buy cars that were wrecked. I would fix them up. Usually they would drive them for a few years and then we would sell them. So it wasn't unusual for me to sell a car once or twice or three times a year. And put it bluntly, I just don't like doing it. And I had three people here who said, yes, we want to buy it. We want to buy it. And it's like, oh, you want to take it down and get a mechanic to check it. I completely understand that. I don't want the hassle to deal with it. The other piece is, it's interesting. Where I live in Mexico, I don't need a car. It's a nice to have. It's not a requirement. Here in Austin, it's a must have. There are a lot of these places. Yes, I could take a Lyft or an Uber everywhere, but boy, that gets expensive. Of course, having a car is expensive. So it was like, okay. And I had several people saying, yeah, but I'll buy it. I'll give you a little more money. I said, I don't want more money. I just don't want the hassle of dealing with selling a car. I just want to be able to walk in, hand them the keys, and leave. That simple. It's also watching my own behavior and going, I don't want to deal with this. I know I'm the helpful guy. I would love to help you. I know used cars, particularly good used cars, and this is a 2015 with less than 70,000 miles on it, so it has very little mileage for the age, and particularly for a Subaru. It's a very reliable, good car. It's particularly clean. I said I went and got my teeth cleaned at my periodontist, who I've been seeing the same periodontist office. The office has since been sold for, God, 20, 25 years. And that's one doctor I still come back and see. We got our COVID booster shots, which, by the way, are not available in Mexico. In fact, not available anywhere in Latin America. I purchased a new MacBook Air. I had transfer data over from my ancient 2015 model. And in general, it's easier to buy electronics here in the U.S. They're usually significantly cheaper, if for no other reason than the aduana or the customs. Electronics are still, there's still duty on electronics. So I also bought things like a webcam and a few other things that to go along with the MacBook Air. We purchased a new iPhone for my wife, and the one thing I do is I rotate iPhones through my various accounts. So I have an account with AT&T. My wife has a phone with AT&T. I also have a iPhone that is on the Mexican Telcel network. And I always keep a separate phone in the lockbox, just in case if something dies, I can just simply swap things around and I don't have to worry about buying a phone. We have friends who've had phones stolen, and it's just easy if I have another one right there. So I keep a 4 or 5, 6-year-old phone. We went and visited a financial advisor and usually do the interesting, you know, what do we do with our money this year? And this has obviously been a very interesting year. But one of the key things I wanted to do while I was back here, and I could do this over the mail, but I decided I want to do it while I'm in Austin, is get an apostille version of my marriage certificate. My wife's and I marriage certificate, I need to be correct there, is not valid outside the U.S. And my original marriage certificate from 1981 is really ancient. And previously, you have to take the marriage certificate to get an apostille, which is an international format for legal documents. I had to take it to the Secretary of State of Texas. Why? I was married in the state of Texas. We have good friends who were married in California, and they had to take it to Sacramento. Now, you can do that by mail. I used a service called Apostille Texas. They did same-day service. They handled all of the logistics. It's not particularly cheap. It was like $95, and they're FedExing me back the document today. Previously, when I was here in April and May, I tried to do this with my old marriage certificate, and the state rejected it. And I had to go back to Travis County, where we were married, call the county courthouse, and I had them mail me 3 new official versions, and that apparently was accepted. And that's very important because we're doing our wills and we're doing other things in Mexico to make sure that we're legal. And by the way, your U.S. will is not valid outside the U.S. I'm going to visit my website developer. I'm here to reconnect with various organizations, including my friends down at Metropolitan Breakfast Club. I'm picking up a bike tire and, more importantly, touch-up paint for my Trek bicycle, which I cannot get in Mexico. It's very likely Trek isn't even going to have that color, and I'm going to have to go have it made, but I need to, they'll be able to get me the right codes. And the last thing that we'll be doing on October 24th is voting in early voting. So early voting is 2 weeks before the election day. And the interesting one here is if I vote absentee, and when I go to the Travis County website, and they one of the questions they ask me, and this is a Texas law, is there a date that I plan on returning? And of course, the answer is no. In that case, I can only vote in national elections. In this case, the only thing I really could vote for was probably my representative. I wanted to vote in the Texas governor's race and lieutenant governor's race because, but bluntly, I'm sick and tired of the current administration. But so we came back to vote strictly for that. One of my decisions is I probably will not vote in the city elections. That's my choice because I don't live here. It's interesting the conundrums you run into and personal decisions you make. I may still vote for the city council and for the mayor's race. We'll see. I haven't decided on that one. But these are the kinds of decisions you have to make when you suddenly come back. And by the way, you guys drive really fast. But one of the things I'm seeing is the first few times we came back to Austin, people were really rude on the road. And I've had at least three times where people have stopped and let me in, being very polite. It seems that at least on the road, people have kind of calmed down. I'm used to driving in around Guadalajara. And believe it or not, most Mexican drivers are very polite. That my experience is the last couple of times here in Austin, people were not polite. So it's interesting observing my own behaviors, noticing that here in Austin, you can't live without a car. And it's one of the things my friend Donna mentioned to me, says, when was the last time you didn't own a car? Because as of next Tuesday, I will not own a car. God, that probably goes back to being about 16 or 17 years old that I didn't have a car. So we're going to go back. Subaru has told us they will have cars. They'll have Subaru Foresters in November. This is Mexico. We'll see if they really do. But we're probably going to go for a while without a car, and we will be fine with that one. This is different coming back, and I am way busier than I had ever planned to. So that's why I'm recording this on a Thursday, and because I just didn't have time the rest of the week. So with that, hopefully you got something out of that. Life is an adventure. I sure have changed since we moved to Mexico, and it becomes even more evident when we come back to the U.S. Take a moment, go to careerpivot.com, sign up for the weekly Career Pivot Insights newsletter, which is sent out every Sunday. You'll get a weekly update on this podcast on white papers and new blog posts. And make sure and check out my latest white paper, Ageism, the Last Acceptable Bias. While there, do not forget to check out the Career Pivot community, which can be found at careerpivot.com/community. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn. Look for Career Pivot on Facebook and LinkedIn. And you can also find me on Twitter at Career Pivot. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. You will find all the show notes at careerpivot.com/episode-293. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Podbeam, Overcast, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and lots of other places where podcasts can be found. In fact, this podcast can be found on the Repurpose Your Career podcast channel on YouTube. Hope to see you next Monday for another episode of Repurpose Your Career podcast.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.